This is the last one I'm going to read about going wandering around, because I do stay at home a lot. It's just that when I go out, I'm so impressed at what I see that I hurry home and I start writing about it. This is called Wandering Pueblo Woman. Wandering city streets, making tracks with the same feet on concrete, not Pueblo earth, but hard, cold cement, with the rest of the city wanderers setting a pace fast, fast. Past Radio City Music Hall, the World Trade Center, and the studios where soap operas are taped. Past begging bums and richly furred, spike-heeled fashion plates, mesmerized by an alluring city beat combined so seductively with the glamour of civilized humans on every single street corner, giving into the sensation of amazement that tilts your head back in disbelief, mouth open wide, eyes searching for the sky, the sun that should have been there. Beyond cement towers, canyons of glass-covered walls, each with stories, hundreds and hundreds of stories. My friend scolded me. Keep your purse inside your coat. Don't look in anyone's eyes. They'll think you're confronting them, and whatever you do, just keep moving. This Pueblo woman turns city wanderer, storing each second of every sensation for stories, poems, pictures, and forms. Later on, when the cement, the city pavement ends, my head will reel and fall back again, mouth agape with the same amazement. With the same amazement at the sky I can see now, even at night. Coyotes greet me with cries from the field by Black Mesa. A million stars sparkle as they welcome home their wandering Pueblo woman.